Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Krall. The driver of a minivan who left a trail of destruction behind while trying to evade police will be on probation for 5.5 years. 28-year-old Travis Johnson of Menasha pleaded guilty during a pretrial conference Tuesday and was sentenced in Oneida County Court. Last September, Johnson hit several mailboxes, drove into oncoming traffic, and crashed into a fence in a restroom at Pioneer Park in Rhinelander. He avoided jail because no injuries were caused. Up until 20 years ago, the Ward Mill Pond in Merrill provided a place to fish, canoe, and enjoy the water. Then the DNR took out the aging dam, and the pond was gone. That led to the creation of a park with walking trails, native grasses, and animal habitat. It also allowed the Prairie River, a trout stream, to flow freely, says Bob Martini, who oversaw the project for the DNR. But Martini had to endure plenty of opposition from people living around the pond.
We understand how much pain you have to go through to get to a good result at the end. But there are so many of these success stories in Wisconsin and dam removal that it's worth doing the work. It's worth going through the pain because we know that the result can be better.
Wisconsin has removed more than 100 dams over the past 50 years. You can hear the story of the program and the protests that went with it today on WXPR on the stream at 5:45 this evening. The closing of the Shopko stores in Rhinelander and Tomahawk was a setback for the Salvation Army, who each year ring bells there as part of the annual fundraising drive. But some other stores have stepped in to help out. Kim Swisher is Red Kettle coordinator. She says the loss of the Shopko stores is being made up by a new location at the Tractor Supply Store, which recently opened in Rhinelander, located near Walmart. She says they'll be inside this year at Walmart, along with a spot at Triggs. Minocqua will have three locations, Triggs, Walmart, and Savemore. Bell ringing also is going on in Eagle River at Nelson's Ace Hardware, Triggs, and Pick and Save. Swisher says because last year's drive surpassed goal, more people in need of short-term relief were served.
We were able to serve 404 individuals, children, families, and the elderly right here in our community. And just a reminder, 86 cents of every dollar donated stays right here in Rhinelander, with the remaining 14 cents going to state and national Salvation Army effort.
And Swisher says they need people to ring bells. The more bell ringers, the more money that's raised. And she says they're looking for a kettle coordinator in Minocqua.
In Minocqua, we don't have someone that's doing that this year. Nicolet Bank is helping us. They have the keys to the kettles, but we really need volunteers. You know, if we could get three or four people, then you only have to do it maybe once a week. Just pick up the kettles at the three stores, swap them out, and take the full kettles to Nicolet Bank.
Swisher says if you're interested in ringing in Rhinelander, the website is sarhinelander.org or saminocqua.org. In the Three Lakes or Vilas County area, it's savilas.org. And after more than 3 years of work, testing has been finished on 4,000 sexual assault evidence kits. Attorney General Josh Call made the announcement Wednesday, adding that the testing has resulted in a dozen criminal cases being filed so far. A $1.8 million federal grant will fund an evidence kit tracking system for Wisconsin and support ongoing investigations. Tens of thousands of those kits have gone untested nationwide for many reasons, letting some suspected serial offenders go free. And he wasn't in the room, but U.S. Senator Ron Johnson's name was mentioned nearly two dozen times during yesterday's testimony on impeachment hearings. U.S. Ambassador Gordon Sondland told the panel he discussed his concerns with the Wisconsin Republican about quid pro quo. The two spoke in late August. Johnson tells Milwaukee Television his opinion of the hearings hasn't changed, and he still believes there was no quid pro quo. And drunk drivers who kill someone in Wisconsin will face a stiffer penalty. Governor Evers signed a Republican bill creating a mandatory minimum sentence of 5 years in prison for anyone found guilty of the charge of homicide by intoxicated use of a motor vehicle. The weather forecast for this afternoon: winter weather advisory continues in the Lake Superior snow belt. Rain and snow throughout the day elsewhere, high around 29. Little or no ice accumulation expected, and about a half inch of snow expected away from the lake. However, in the Lake Superior snow belt, 3 to 5 inches of snow expected today. For tonight, slight chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy, low 18. Friday and Saturday, partly sunny with high temperatures right around the freezing mark. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Krall.